Hi guys, Sam Fury here with another episode of the Survival Fitness Plan, your ultimate flight and fight fitness training program. I'm currently in Phoenix, Arizona. Sorry about the sun. Let me sit down over here while I talk to you. So I'm currently in Phoenix, Arizona. I flew in Friday. Today's Monday as I do this, and then I had the weekend. Just I've been hanging out with a friend here, so I haven't really been doing much work wise. So, but during the week, my friend goes to work, so I can catch up on work. So that's good. And so I'm hoping to get quite a lot done in the next month while I'm here. Today's episode, I just want to just a few random things, I think, just to catch up, more to filter my mind. And then on the next episode, we'll get back on schedule a little bit. Here I am, this dog. For those of you that are watching this and not just listening to it on the podcast, my friend's got a dog, and I think it's a rescue dog. It's a bit skittish, but it's a beautiful dog. I just like the pattern on its face. So if you're listening to the podcast and you want to see the dog, you have to go onto YouTube or Facebook or whatever and have a look at it. I don't know when the episodes come out. Here he is. I think he's ready to go home. Right? Yeah, aren't ya? He's had a sniff around. So I think every day, what I might do is walk the dog mid-morning and do the podcast. Not every day. I only do this 3 times a week, so that's good. It's a good dog, but it gets a bit scared. Anyway, so I can't go running with the dog. I think it's got leg problems. But I found that running with dogs isn't that good anyway, because they always want to stop and sniff. And you take the dog for a walk, it's really for the dog, not really for the human. So I like to let them stop and sniff stuff. But then also, I want to keep running myself, right? So this dog's been sniffing around for about 10 minutes, and I only just started. I should have started, because I didn't know what was going to happen. I should have started this recording when we first rocked up. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So today's episode, the main thing I wanted to talk about is a podcast that I listened to. I think it was like a biohacking podcast, and they were talking about Big Pharma and their take on obesity. But I'll get to that in a bit. Today, first of all, let's just give you some updates on what's been happening. I'm going to update the timetable again. I can't give you details right now because I haven't really sorted it out in my mind still, but I've found that especially for people that are travel around a lot and maybe don't have a stable base, the way the timetable is laid out at the moment, it's a bit hard. It's like, all right, so you're doing sprints and then you're doing strength, and that's like together at the moment, that's together. But if you like where I am here, it's kind of hard to do sprints and then strength training because you don't have the same equipment everywhere you go, right? So it's better to combine, to switch it around a bit, and could just combine sprints with parkour and running because you're already out there. There's no point going out twice, like going out every single day, because it's a time killer. And I think the Survival Fitness Plan, it's not just a fitness program, as you probably alluded to, like it's a bit of a lifestyle. And I think one of the big things about it will be to how to like stay fit and learn all the stuff, but like without wasting, like with in efficient timing. So I'm going to change it up a little bit. Maybe the levels will disappear. I'm not sure, but I'll let you know. You might take me a couple of days to figure it out, but I'll let you know. And then we'll update the app again, and that'll so much work. But I want to get it good. You know what I mean? I want to get it perfect before I release it. Also, might set me back about a week for releasing it. But hopefully by the end of this month, at least something will be released. You'll be able to download the actual app. But of course, you can always go and register now, and you'll get 6 months free, because once it does release, like I keep saying, once it is released, it will cost money. So go get it now for 6 months free. All right. So that's that. The other thing is, I've been doing a lot with supplements lately, and I came across this thing called Viomi, and it is available in other parts of the world, but it's easier once I got to, it was just seemed easier to do once I got to the States, because it's a United States based company. And I think some countries wouldn't allow it because, I don't know, the States have different laws or whatever. But I did it. And so today I took all my samples. It was a stool sample, a spit sample, saliva sample, and blood samples, right? And I did all that this morning, so I'll send it off today. And I think it takes like 3 weeks to process. And what will happen then is that they'll send it back. They won't send the samples back, but they'll send back a personalized, I'm not really sure what it is, but it tells you like all the, according to your body and your gut microbes and all your test results, what you should be eating and all this sort of stuff. And then they also, although I won't do this because I'm not like I'm only in America for a month at this stage, and it'll give you like personalized supplements. Like they'll create them depending, so it's got all the specific prebiotics and probiotics that you actually need according to, and then every like few months or every 6 months I think you retest and then it readjusts. So that's pretty cool. It seems like a pretty good way to do supplements as opposed to just taking all of this. Dog needs a lot of attention. If you stop patting it, it it wants you to pat it more. Anyway, all right, so that's the supplements thing, and so I'm trying that out. Also, my Malaysian mum she's noticed that I've been starting to wear glasses, right? And she's like, oh, you know what, take these, because she's does this company called Elkin, and it's all about supplements and reverse osmosis water and all these healthy things, right? And so she gives me these like tablets, and it's like, these will fix your eyes. Well, maybe don't fix them completely, but it'll make them better, right? So I'm gonna start taking them and we'll see what happens. I'll give you a report after I finish the bottle, to see if my eyes are getting any better. I mean, they're not terrible at the moment, but if they get them better, why not, right? You know what I mean? Anyway, all right. The next thing is about the massage. So in the Survival Fitness Plan now, there's myofascial massage, right? Which I've got from Dr. Kelly. I don't know if he's a doctor, but Kelly, someone, he's like the forefront person of, he wrote this book called How to Be a Supple Leopard, or How to Become a Supple Leopard. And he's like the forefront of, what's that called? Like flexibility, mobility, and injury repair, right? Like injury, musculoskeletal injury, physio sort of stuff. Anyway, and so he's like myofascial massage, and he's got all these exercises or whatever, but somehow I find them hard or not willing to do them. Not so that I'm not willing, but they're kind of, don't know, there's just something about them that prevents me from, like, I do them, but I'm not happy about it. But then yesterday, so I was at the shops or whatever, and I saw this like massage ball rolling. And what it is, it's a ball. I should have it. I mean, I could show you. It's a ball, and it's like in a little case, and so it rolls freely, and it's like, and it makes it really easy to do the myofascial massage. It might not be as good as the specific exercises he does, but it's definitely a lot easier to use, which means I'm more likely to use it, right? And basically what all you do with it is you just kind of coloring your body with it, right? And you're just rolling it over, and it's good. And it's always, and yeah, like I said, so it might not be perfect, it might not be as good as the exercises he uses, or as good as the ones on YouTube where you get a tennis ball and like do specific ones, but it's better than nothing, and it's a lot easier, and it's much faster. So I think I'm gonna incorporate that and replace those other ones. And then every day, instead of doing specific exercise for them, and you can like go learn the ones, of course, if you're into that more, but I wanna make the Survival Fitness Plan more, it is accessible to everyone, but more ease of use, so people are more likely to do it. Yep. What else? Also, I've decided that even though Soil Fitness Plan, it is supposed to be a minimalist thing and you don't really need anything, but you do need some things, like you need a place to do pull-ups, right? And when you go swimming, you're going to need swimming goggles or whatever. So there are some small things that you'll need when you get up to those things. So I'm going to make up a gear list and then put that on, like the minimalist gear list, and put that up on the website. And so people can go there and you can see the stuff that I personally use, or something similar that you can easily order off Amazon or whatever and get it delivered. There you go. So that's that. The podcasts. All right. So I was listening to some podcasts. I've been listening to more biohacking podcasts, like just general health and fitness podcasts. And it was interesting. Yesterday there was this subject, and they were talking about Big Pharma. And I think this is United States based. And what happened is, like, I think one of Biden... Is that the president of the United States? Yeah, Biden. Someone from his department, whatever, maybe the spokesperson of health or whatever, come up and she said that obesity is genetic or hereditary or something like that. And I think the idea is that, and they've done this before apparently, is where they claim something is like not really your fault, right? And then Big Pharma can come in and offer you a pill. And there's all these other reasons, political reasons, for doing this sort of stuff. So I just wanted to touch on this because, first of all, I don't believe obesity is hereditary. I mean, there's not enough science to back it up yet. So once they prove the science, maybe I'll change my mind. Might be a little bit hereditary, but in reality, I don't think obesity was around before we've had our modern life of being making it eat like all this junk food that makes it so easy to eat bad, and you don't really have to move that much anymore if you didn't want to. Like back in the day where you had to work hard, right, you had to do stuff. These days a lot of people, including myself, just sit behind a computer, right, you drive your car to across the road or whatever. A lot of people don't exercise, and they eat really poorly. They're eating like just McDonald's or even like frozen foods and all that sort of stuff. Just a poor diet, a poor lifestyle. So I think maybe it's true that obesity is hereditary, like to some extent, but I think like 90-95% of it is lifestyle. So I think the thing is that just be careful about when the government, including the government and anyone claims that some things is like, oh, it's just, that's just your hand, you dealt with, here's a magic pill to fix it, or there's nothing you can do about it. That's because that's bullshit, right? You can always do something about something, and you just got to put in the effort. I think a lot of people are just lazy, so when they hear like, oh, it's hereditary, and then Big Pharma will come out with some pill that you can fix all these problems or whatever, and then they'll take it, but then you don't really know, it's not really fixing the root cause. You got to go out there and do stuff. You got to take care of your body, you got to exercise, you got to eat well, all that sort of stuff. So I just wanted to, because maybe you haven't heard about it yet, but you'll be hearing about it soon. So just be careful when you hear about that on the news, that it's not your fault if you're overweight or whatever. I'm not saying it's your fault. I mean, if lifestyle changes, it is your fault, right? It's all about, you can change. It doesn't matter, oh, I've had a bad shot. Like, oh, all right, yeah, fair enough. So maybe you're not taught from when you're younger, if your family ate well, ate poorly, and they didn't encourage exercise or whatever. But now, if you listen to it, now you know, right? So go make a change. Just do a little bit every day, and then that little bit will get more and more and more. It'll get easier and easier, and then you can reach your goals. And I actually, to be fair, I assume like people listening to this, the few of you that listen to this, are probably not obese anyway. But if you are, if you got a little bit, you put a little bit more weight on over the holidays or whatever, and Survival Fitness Plan isn't about losing weight, it's about being healthy. But as a good side product of that, you get to your optimal weight, whether you have to lose it or put it on or whatever, you will be at a healthy stage, unless you've got chronic actual illnesses, which you should go see a doctor about, obviously. But nutrition, you'll be surprised about how many problems modern illnesses, just nutrition and exercise and like living a healthy life, and they like fix them. So yeah, all right, that's it for today, guys. I've been out in the sun too much. It's good to get sunlight, but I don't want to get sunburnt. Yeah, I'll see you next time in a couple of days. Bye.